It's the hour of Round Table with myself, He Yang, Tony Reid, and Huang Shen. According to a recent report, an overwhelming number of girls being born in the U.S. are being given names that usually, traditionally, are seen as boys' names. So now, Ezra? Did I get this right? Ezra?
Ezra.
Okay. Ezra, Lincoln, Austin, Wyatt can all be girls. Yeah. So, Tony, what is going on in the U.S.? So, lesser of a boundary between girl names and boy names?
Well, according to Pamela Sacherin, who co-runs the baby name website Nameberry, the past 10 years of government baby name naming data indicate an overall radical increase in the number of girls getting these names. She noted that some parents celebrate the idea of giving their daughter a male name as an attempt to upset gender expectations by showing that girls can take on the traits that are traditionally perceived as masculine. The connotations of strength and coolness are what Redmond says, you know, parents are after, because masculinity is seen as desirable. So I think that a lot of parents feel that if they give their daughter a masculine name, she will take on some of these traits, which are pretty popular, or it gives them a sense that they will be a bit more successful in their endeavors in life.
So what do you think of this, Huang Shen? Are we seeing something that is possibly similar going on here in China?
Yeah, so I think it's also happened in China. Some parents, they want to name their girls with a more masculine name or more neutral name. And also it's become a fact that you need to prepare your baby's name before they were born. But in China, we couldn't tell the gender of the fetus before it delivered. So you have to prepare a neutral name sometimes. So sometimes people are preparing a more masculine name for their baby girl. And also, I think in America, I heard a story of Taylor Swift, because usually we think Taylor is a boy's name.
A boy's name, yeah.
And I heard a story about, like, because her dad was expecting a boy, and after she was born, and it turned out she's a girl, and her dad still gave her a very masculine name and hope she could have some traits of a very masculine guy, a very ambitious guy, and very successful guy. And it turned out to be true.
Yeah. One other popular case is that Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan recently gave birth to their second daughter, August, which was inspired by the Roman Emperor Augustus Caesar. So these names that have this history of masculinity, power, or success, it's something that carries on in a person's legacy. And names are very important. And I learned that when I came to China, that some of my friends who had children, this is a long process of developing a name. There's the elements and the time of the day, and there's a huge considerations in a name. And before I never experienced that before. In the States, it's a bit different. It's not as in depth as it is in China.
Well, Chinese people do put a lot of attention in picking out the best characters they see for their kid. And I think it is quite interesting. Something maybe this is shared between the cultures of having these promising thoughts that you hope that your kid's name can carry, and therefore somehow reflected in the future of the kid. For me, my Chinese name is Zhou He Yang, and the given name, the two characters He Yang, is usually considered as very gender neutral. I've had plenty of people say to me after meeting me, but somehow knowing my name before that, saying that we couldn't tell whether you were a boy or a girl, possibly a boy, before actually meeting you. And I don't know if this has anything to do with my personality, but I don't see myself as a traditional, demure kind of girl. And I think I enjoy having maybe certain traits in my personality that would traditionally be associated with a man in me. But I cannot explain whether this has anything to do with my name or not. And what's quite also interesting that's going on here in China is, after looking at some of the popular names in China for baby boys in recent years, we see that there's a penchant towards, yes, gender-neutral names for guys. Mm-hmm. So that would also imply that certain characters that traditionally would be associated with feminine personalities have been used as well, like the character Yu. So that would mean rain, or sometimes associate with astrology or the universe, and other words that are, yeah, just not so masculine, but possibly the parents want their kids to have a refined kind of image attached to the name.
And I think it's interesting to note here also that there's a long history of certain names making the switch from male to female. Like, more specifically, names like Ashley and Leslie and Dana, Shannon, Beverly, Shirley, all of which started off as male names and now are entirely female. So it's interesting as time goes on that names definitely make a switch from male to female or vice versa.
Yeah, and we see that the choice for baby names in a way reflects societal change, people's perception towards gender, and baby names. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.